I love a good surprise. I love when something unexpected happens, but you see it coming from a while away. When you've been warned about the what, but not the method, so you can know where you'll end up and wonder how the hell you'll get there. So you have time to try to disbelieve the pleasure, to try to compose yourself. Oh, did I say pleasure? I gave myself away. This is gonna feel good. This is going to be good for you. You're going to be good for me too. You know what you need, and you know I love to provide it. So affirm, you want to go into trance. Hypnosis, the controlling element. It can form part of your needs when days can be so out of control. You can be in control, at least, of yourself, and in my control too. You are pushing off from the shore, finding a place you can drift away to with only my voice as your rudder, your lighthouse, guiding you from pleasured shore to pleasured shore. My voice can reach you. And sometimes you might think or feel that my hands can also reach you, touching parts of you. Never quite sexual, of course. But touching you on your neck can be erotic without being sexual. Brushing over you. Unhesitating. Continuous. Pausing nowhere. Never quite pausing, as my words never quite pause. You are pushing off from the shore with me. You know you can feel it. The glide and drift. Like my palms glide and drift. Like my fingertips excite. Like my voice provokes. Your body does all of the ordinary things it might do. A little bit slower, but still steady. Taking the journey with you. Relaxation in the purest, highest form. It's pleasure. This pure, feels good inside you pleasure. When I talk about other things, your body is being stroked by my voice. Still being pleasured by my voice. That's always something I'm doing in the background. If I sort of zoned out with you, I'd still be touching, reminding you you only need to think about where I contact you. The slide and glide of my hands over your body is enough to keep you focused on them. And that's all you need to fill your head up with, you know? So, that background thing is happening, no matter what I do, no matter how this goes. A simple background feeling that will let you fill your head up with my touch and my voice. You're doing it, rather than me. I'll have other things to do when we get going. So that touch is always going on in the background. And I'm always drifting with you, pushed away from shore. So, let's get you drifting somewhere interesting. Relaxing, floating, each second deeper. Each touch deeper. That turns me on. Gets me hot. Wouldn't you like to get me hot? Make me feel the same light floating pleasure you do. The pleasure, in my case, of dominant control. That always in the background feeling. my hands sliding and slipping your thoughts out of the way, always sort of in contact with your skin. The way that feeling affects you shifts. The more I'm enjoying myself, the better and better that feels. Makes sense, doesn't it? If you're turning me on, pleasing me, getting me hot, my touch would be a more erotic, arousing one. My words picking up on my desires. It's happening in the periphery, on and from the outside, working on from the outermost part of your body. Feel my arousal. My skin is hot. My skin is in contact. I'm wrapping around you, my voice by your ear. I like this. I like you. Does that turn you on? I like how you look when you're losing yourself to your own submission, your submissive side. When I'm turned on, you're turned on. When I'm relaxed, you're relaxed. That can be the deal. If I tell you, I am so relaxed, then it's okay for you to say that you're relaxed too, or just to feel it. If I tell you, I am so turned on, then it's okay for you to say that you're turned on too, or just to feel it. If I say, I feel so good, it's okay for you to say that you feel good too, or just to feel it. We're drinking from the same source, touching the same place pleasure comes from, the same place trance comes down from. And it does turn me on. You turn me on. I'm so fucking turned on. You want to do things that spark that reaction. Me being turned on. Me feeling good. Me being relaxed. It all relates to you being turned on. You feeling good. You being relaxed. So all you need to do is figure out ways to please, relax, and arouse me. And that'll take care of you, too. And it goes both ways. I am so turned on. You want to hear those words. Simple truth. If I'm saying it, I mean it. Because I can think of you really feeling it from words and descriptions and that constant background body contact just nuzzling against you. Wrapping my body around you and letting all the truth I've got pour from me into you. I am so turned on. And so are you. Sympathetic sensation. Shared sensation. We're sharing and we're feeling. And I don't know about you, but I like it. And since I like it, you do too. Arousal, pleasure, relaxation. When I feel good, when I feel horny, when I feel peaceful, then you feel good. You feel horny. You feel peaceful. A lot less to keep track of if we just sync up and completely identify our interests together during this session, right? One connected organism, one beast with two backs, one intertwined, sexy shared mind. Might be some nice side effects in there. Like, if you think horny stuff at me, if you get turned on, I'm gonna think and feel and say the words, I feel so horny. And you do too. Our bodies might do different things, but it's the same or similar in our words and brains. And if you want to share this, you don't want to leave me hanging. And if you want to share this, you don't want to leave me hanging. You could stop at any time if you wanted to, needed to. Everything would be normal and fine. But staying here will be amazing, fun, arousing for us both. I want you there, listening. I feel so horny. I feel so relaxed. I feel so good. And those things are true for you, too. Wanting to please me and feel this warm, hypnotic place that brings you closer, dragging you near. Near to me and to the kind of thoughts I have, which are horny, relaxed, pleasure thoughts right now. Only my voice. Focusing to the exclusion of everything else so we can play together. I feel so horny. Those words help you realize how horny you get when I'm leading the way and we're feeling these things together. I'll talk about relaxing and feeling good some other time. But this is a bunch of horny, aroused thoughts. I feel so horny. I can use synonyms. I feel so aroused. And you think, oh, I feel aroused too, don't you? I say, I feel so turned on. And you think, yeah, I feel turned on too, don't you?